हरे कृष्णा। सो वी हैव सीन टू लेवल्स ऑफ अष्टांग योगा। द फर्स्ट लेवल और द फर्स्ट स्टेज इज कॉल्ड एज योगा रुरुक्षु, वेयर द पर्सन इज जस्ट अ बिगिनर एंड ही इज ट्राइंग टू डू वेरियस एक्टिविटीज एंड एट द सेम टाइम ही इज ट्राइंग टू फॉलो वेरियस रेगुलेटिव प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ अष्टांग योगा। फॉर वॉट? फॉर प्यूरिफाइंग द हार्ट, एंड दैट इज कॉल्ड एज योगा रुरुक्षु स्टेज। नाउ व्हेन द पर्सन्स हार्ट इज प्यूरिफाइड, ही एक्चुअली गेट्स इन टू द नेक्स्ट लेवल for the stage of meditation, and that stage is called as yoga rudha stage. So let's try to understand now what are the symptoms of a person in the yoga rudha stage. This is given in shloka number 4. Yada hi nendriyartheshu na karmasva anusajjate sarva sankalpa sanyasi yogarudhastaduchyate. So here it is said that yogarudhastaduchyate, a person is said to be in the state of yoga rudha or elevated stage in ashtanga yoga when yada sarva sankalpa sanyasi, a person who has renounced all the material desires first. Second, न इंद्रियार्थेषु, नाउ ही इज नॉट इंटरेस्टेड टू एक्ट फॉर सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन। थर्ड, न कर्मसु अनुसज्जते, नॉर ही इज इंटरेस्टेड नाउ टू डू एनी फ्रूटिव एक्टिविटीज। सो दीज आर द थ्री सिम्टम्स ऑफ अ पर्सन इन द स्टेज ऑफ योगा रूढ़। वॉट आर दोस? फर्स्ट वन, द पर्सन नाउ डज नॉट हैव एनी मटीरियल डिजायर्स। सेकेंड, ही इज नॉट इंटरेस्टेड टू डू एनी एक्टिविटीज फॉर सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन। थर्ड, now is not at all interested to do any fruitive activities to get some particular results. Now such a person, who is in yoga rudha stage, his heart is completely purified, so he is able to have these three symptoms. Now let's try to understand how to translate this particular thing in our life as bhakti yogis. So here it is given, when a person is fully engaged in transcendental loving service of the Lord, he is pleased in himself, and thus he is no longer engaged in sense gratification or in fruitive activities. Otherwise, one must be engaged in sense gratification, since one cannot live without engagement. So basically, see, everyone needs some engagement. And everyone wants to gratify the senses. Senses are there, so one wants to gratify the senses. Why one wants to gratify the senses? Because the person is searching for that inner peace and satisfaction. So a person is trying to do n number of things in this world. Try to engage in some activity. Oh, this activity is not working. Oh, let me do that particular activity. Oh, even that is not working. Let me do this particular activity. And all these different activities in this world are basically on the platform of sense gratification, on the sensual platform. And all these senses are engaged to do these activities. And what is the goal the person is searching for? Satisfaction. But then, one thing is very clear, that when a person engages himself in service of Krishna, what happens? Automatically, he becomes satisfied within. Why? Because he is connecting directly with the Lord, and when he is directly connecting with the Lord, Lord, who is the source of all satisfaction and bliss, he gives that bliss and satisfaction to the devotee, who is serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So naturally a devotee is free from all these different desires, the material desires, all the different activities of sense gratification, and all the other activities which are called as fruitive activities for some particular results. So when it comes to engagement in Krishna consciousness, the only engagement is all the activities which are done for giving pleasure to Krishna. So here it's nicely said that without Krishna consciousness, one must be always seeking self-centered or extended selfish activities. If Krishna consciousness activity is not there, say, you take up any materialist for that matter, try to observe them, try to analyze their day-to-day life. They'll be so much frustrated. Why? All the time there's just self-centered or extended self-centeredness. What is that extended self-centeredness? Trying to just take care of oneself. An extended one is trying to take care of the family members. An entire life just he's doing this. Monotonous work every single day. So such a person cannot be selfless. Now it becomes very difficult. And such a person cannot elevate his consciousness because his heart is completely contaminated. But then, here it is given that a Krishna conscious person can do everything for satisfaction of Krishna and thereby be perfectly detached from sense gratification. So this is what happens when someone does practice bhakti yoga. Every single activity he does, he thinks that how can I do this activity for pleasure of Krishna. All the family members in the house, they all are engaged in serving Lord Shri Krishna in various ways. And like that, each and every person in the family is connected to each other via Krishna. Because everyone is serving Krishna and that's how everyone is connected to each other. So in this way, what happens when someone does Krishna conscious practice or devotional service? Such a person, naturally, he goes away from the tendency of sense gratification and he becomes very, very selfless, you know, in his activities, in his intentions, in his motives. Because now his center of life is Krishna. Everything, all the activities are just surrounding this one center whose name is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. And this becomes very natural for him. It's not artificial at all. But then, one who has no such realizations, which realization? That Krishna is the center of my life. This realization is not there. Then, one must mechanically try to escape material desires before being elevated to the topmost rung of the yoga ladder. That is Yoga Ruda stage. It's very difficult. Mechanically trying to eliminate desires one after another, just imagine how difficult it is. We cannot free ourselves from material desires. But then the same material desires, if we offer it to Krishna, then that becomes spiritual desires. That material desires become spiritualized completely. So in this way, a bhakti yogi is very, very intelligent. He is not changing his activities, but he is just directing his activities towards Krishna. So we, as devotees, we have to analyze our lifestyle. We have to analyze various activities that we are doing in our life and try to understand, am I doing it for my selfishness? If so, how can I do this particular same activity for Krishna's pleasure? How can I do that? This is the question that we need to ask and we need to implement the same so that we move from self-centeredness to Krishna-centeredness. This is what is a transformation that we need to get, and surely this will happen. Because every single day when we are chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, our heart is getting cleansed. The mood of selfishness, the mood of sense gratification, all that contamination which is there in the heart, that is getting cleansed every single day. And with time, this transformation will surely happen from self-centered life to Krishna-centered life. This transformation will surely happen. But when this transformation is happening, what is needed? A sincere and a serious endeavor on the path of Krishna consciousness. No slackening in between. Every single day, with the same intensity, we practice devotional service for giving pleasure to Krishna. So now, after speaking this, why this Yoga Ruda person, the person who is there in the Yoga Ruda stage, why he should be away from sense gratification? Why he shouldn't get attracted to sense objects? Let's try to understand this in the next video. Hare Krishna.